sure there's a way to scan it for MG. This is a fully cooked starship, isn't that?
Yes, it is, sir.
Leave away, then.
Yes, sir. Are they fit to leave, sir?
He seems fine. He's within the norm.
You probably should release Dr. Winters. Why is she unconscious?
Well, I get to work on her.
I'll take you up to the bridge, sir.
Is that guy dead?
That's a good question. You mean his crewman? That's a good question. His body suffered near total necrosis.
Yeah, Captain
Dutch is
still
alive.
He's asking to be taken off the bridge to do scans for these people.
No, just to
take him there now. Just thought she'd like.
Well, he might have one of the aliens in him.
He needs to have a definite antagonist.
Just some security in here.
Shackling.
Shackling up.
Because unfortunately, they could use the energy. Okay, alright.
Well, he was having that little talk. I got on the communicator and talked.
More about the neural stimulators for me.
Okay, so you head up.
I try to use a neural stimulator.
I'm asking him about any signatures or anything that might help us detect these creatures.
No, but I want to see if the neural stimulator stops the random rain fire. Okay.
Phil, Dr. Frankenstein there.
You know, here's one rule. If I ever go down in combat, you come away from my body.
Yeah.
Well, he has to make sure you're not an android.
By tradition, medical professionals, when they see a body, you know, they have to immediately disturb all the evidence. It's the law. Splash around the blood a bit.
Make sure it's not
if you see any annoying fibers.
I don't know, probably our sensors. We'll probably have some sensors canceled on. I'm sure once you recovered the sensor logs on my ship, did you not?
Did we recover the sensor logs?
That's what you were looking at to try and figure out how you could track them.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure that there's enough information there.
We were just able to do a quick scan because the star was going to blow up, collapse.
Did it collapse already?
Yes.
Can I see it?
Definitely. We're hanging up to the bridge right now, sir.
Excuse me, I have to do little.
What do you do?
I'm waking up the woman using the neural stimulator on her. Actually, and then I'm going to play with the body some more.
The cortical stimulator.
Woman?
No, the blue guy. The blue guy. I've been in bread in a jar, if necessary.
Okay, so you wake her up.
You'll probably need to help find a call.
Yeah, so, you know, play around.
I try to fix her verbal network. Make sure she knows who she is, what she's doing, what year it is.
Right. She says she knows who she is and what year it is. Dr. Cynthia Winters, head of the research compliment on Center Ray.
Not anymore.
What the hell am I doing on this?
Not anymore. There's no research compliment. They have nothing.
What the hell's going on? What ship is this? Where are you?
Discovery. I'm Lieutenant Bell.
Are there any of the survivors?
Your captain survived. He didn't go down with the ship.
Where is he?
He's within normal parameters and has been released for medical care.
I need to see him. Is he still shackled?
No.
Okay, she gets up. Ow. Oh. Little step.
Some thrashing. Well, then I just
it down. No. Let's try to walk it off.
You're the doctor. You haven't been released. Sit back down.
I'm perfectly fine.
She was in normal medical.
You scan me?
No, you aren't. You have serious abrasions. So you're in there. I'm working on it.
You turned over shackles on me when I woke up.
That's correct.
What kind of more? How's the horrors are you running here, doctor? I'm going to report you to the EMA.
EMA?
Translate, still be EMA. You cannot destroy them. They are more
powerful lobbying organization.
FMA. FEMA.
What is the tennis tree doing there?
What?
He's had neurons firing in his brain, despite total necrosis of his body.
Oh.
He's dead.
So you're saying he's dead, he's still brain activity?
Yeah.
Perhaps so you can save him or something.
I'm working on that right now. I'm worried about getting you up.
I'm up.
Okay, I report that she's up and about to wander around in the ship.
Wander around? Shouldn't you keep it for observations or something?
I don't know. Should I keep the mutant in for observation?
You could.
Well, I think that getting them back to getting them feeling useful is probably the best tactic.
Okay,
I've heard that excuse used like 15 times on subject for doing really stupid ass shit. But guys,
when the monsters go,
yeah,
for any good reason.
She's the biggest one. Okay.
Sir, if I may ask, what's the last thing you remember?
Excuse me, I'm thinking over your ship now, easily.
Losing power. And then we all went to our emergency shelter. And emergency oxygen mask. And we were just waiting.
Do you believe you fall unconscious from
oxygen? We would have warped in more of them.
Yes, I think we ran out
if
of
we
oxygen.
Would have warped in, more of them would have lived.
No, because we would have blown up the whole nebula.
Who knows?
I don't think so.
We went in at
I consider you a cold-hearted killer.
Bloodthirsty.
The cold blood of all the crew members is on
I consider the bowling a cute,
blood?
Cool fight.
Wait, is my blood cold, actually?
I think it's just great.
What?
I continue playing with my new science project, now that the annoying living people have left.
Yep.
I mean, you could try and restart its life.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to begin working on. I'm going to try and regenerating its tissue.
Well, why don't you have the doctor help you? She's a doctor too, right?
Now, I'm sure she has to go and take off the ship.
Well, the science. No, she's not a doctor. Not a doctor.
She's not a real doctor.
She's a scientist.
Science doctor.
She's a doctor like Eric was almost a doctor, you know?
The kind of boring doctor.
You know, like a doctor of philosophy who taught you.
So my new project is
regenerating the tissue on the Bolian.
What do you want to do? Regenerate the tissue?
Regenerate the tissue. If it still has brain activity and they regenerate all the non-central nervous system
tissue.
Yeah,
you should probably do that. It'll take a while.
Okay.
So the project.
You started. Power, Igor.
I could use.
Can I have a lightning rod?
Can I have a little more power here?
Medical needs some lightning.
Oh, look at the brain.
So what's the thing with you then?
Another
2 days.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I'll take another day.
Do we have the other ship up and running?
Just
sort of on low power,
So
we could kickstart them if we needed to, but we do have life support up.
So what killed the rest of the crew?
Well, we're currently, I believe, gathering up the bodies and burying them or something.
Yeah, they're on the little shelters, dead. All blue.
Every time I see a new body, I think, if only we had worked with this same.
So I've got a question. Why's the captain have
their regulations?
Maybe he just got lucky because he's a captain.
Next time, I'm going to steal the
captain.
Captain's oxygen has. Yeah, they'll hire him now.
Alright, so into the bridge comes Clancy and the captain.
Do we know this captain? Does he have a reputation?
Everybody can make a
renown roll of some kind, right?
That's true.
Roughly
3d6 for non roll.
What's that?
So you roll 3d6 and.
Do we use a wild die for that?
Yeah.
Add what?
4.
Add 4.
Yeah. This is the normal rolling system?
Yeah.
10.
He is known for being a In general, he's known for being cautious. And methodical. Well, capital methodical.
Okay. So look for strange quirks in behavior.
How much do I know of the name?
About the same.
Okay.
Okay, so we arrive on the bridge?
Yep.
You
so you are...
I want to pull up the sensor.
Quite fine. It's a...
Oh, that thing! Oh, okay. That's according to Captain, though.
So you're off, you know, building the thing up inside of the bridge or something, right? So, Captain Sigils and System Command here. So, bring up the nebula on the screen.
What are the Starfleet regulations regarding a captain from another ship coming over in...
Well, Starship regulations.
Well, our captain's still on our ship, so he can't take over.
Well, the question is, can he tell him what to do when the captain's put him in charge?
No.
And the question is, can he tell us what to do when we should be reporting to him?
Yes.
Is this
apparently he can.
Logic or perception?
I don't know all of your roles.
Law, Starfleet regulations, and that
I I'm specialized in that.
I got 8.
I was hoping that, you know, you'd say, yeah, he's in charge. 8.
Holy crap.
Oh, wait, that's...
It's my pointless. Creation.
Okay.
Is it dead or alive?
13. He can't take over the bridge unless it's an emergency, because since he already commands the bridge, he'd have to go to the continent. And in general, since he's not the captain of this ship, you don't actually have to obey his orders, although most people would anyway.
Because he's higher ranking.
Because he's higher ranking. But if he's, you know, but if he's doing, if he makes, if he gives you some weird order, you're less likely to have to do it.
But if he says something like, you know, salute, you know, you have to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the basic thing, you know, salute, you know, square off, or do
turn on the
obvious thing. Am I
Wu?
Yeah.
I tell Wu...
So, like, turn on the scanner would be an obvious. There's no reason we shouldn't.
Yeah. If he says, you know, start firing, then, yeah, then you can probably start looking at him test, right?
I tell Wu that he's still in...
Yeah, well, he was sitting in the command chair. And
that's why he's in command and have us do what he said.
So we're...
Well, then let him, but I'm still...
You're too pushed around.
I sit down and I pull up the nebula on the screen.
I was there.
Well, I'm doing the thing anyway.
That's true.
So he sits there staring at the nebula for a few minutes.
Yeah, I know he's staring.
And there are no silent characters in here, so it's fine.
What?
No, what?
I'm a science character.
Psychic.
Oh,
psychic. You're a Cooper.
I'm psychic.
Yeah, you're the medical guy.
Yeah.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to start taking a more careful look for the sensor logs to see if they actually do have any scans of these creatures.
Computer research. So make another propulsion engineering.
Logic or perception?
And then you make a medical system. Fine. Perception.
6. Logic?
8. All right.
You can get back.
Yeah, logic.
Okay. 7.
Yeah. That's not too good.
Okay.
5. So, 9.
Okay. So, you get the process of all started.
Uh-huh.
You don't actually have to be here. If you want to, that's fine.
Okay.
You know, but you start regenerating some of the stuff. It'll probably take a few hours.
Okay, I'll wander off. Wander off.
La 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 la. You get the kill terminating number?
He's still shackled!
That heart is still shackled down.
Just in case. I've seen enough bad horror movies to know.
So what'd you get, Shannon?
8.
I have the computer beat me when it's out of my door.
It's some kind of, well, from the vague sensor log, some kind of neutrino-based light bulb.
Lieutenant, a neutrino-based light
bulb. Sir, I found your sensor log to seem to indicate it's a neutrino-based life form. I'd like to begin scanning for it.
What are you asking him? Scan. He's on command.
Very well. Do a level one scan.
Level one scan?
The longest one. Little pick out.
The longest one, like
the longest and most thorough sensor scan possible.
Scan.
Should I do a shorter scan first?
I'll pass a short scan.
I don't think. Alright, do a fast scan quickly.
I do a fast scan.
Which one takes a few seconds? So, make a roll.
Yeah, there seems to be one right here. Oh, fuck.
Just standard it, or sensor.
Right.
I didn't expect you to let take over the command chair.
Nope, you don't even detect the bullying. Well, it's assuming he's got a life limit with a rapid sensor span.
So have I just discovered the new thing?
I'm getting a level one.
Do you have, by the way, have I had the new train no information? Tell me when it filters down to me.
I don't know that. So you get... So the engines are well on their way up to starting.
Okay.
At this point, you know, any engineering person can sit here.
Okay, do they... mention the neutrino stuff to us too?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna go up to the bridge. You guys communicating with
us? I beam it over to their ship so they can do the same scans.
Yeah, we want to do the same set of scans.
I suggest a fast scan. Call that high level one.
Fast scan? Oh, well then I go do a neutrino scan in my Volian.
Okay.
Seven on the fast scan.
Alright.
Then I start a level one scan, see if there's still
medical systems. Hey.
Nope, you don't touch the bullet.
No, that's just awesome.
Did he need a knife?
Use a courage. I use the point of courage.
Well, let's see. Well, it's 10. How about
that? Okay, I use 2 points. How many points of courage do I have?
I use courage. That's uses all my courage. Yes, I am. Move it to 10.
Alright, so you detect the neutrino.
Yeah. Right?
Signature in.
When I say, I got one.
Yeah, and regenerating the body, too.
Would you report that, sir?
The bridge?
Donar?
So that's where it comes up.
The bridge, yeah.
Doctor who? Doctor Winters.
That's the woman. So can we now see like a blurring image of the critter on a string?
Do I have a heater? I do, don't I?
Yeah,
phase one.
Right. So, should we check the captain pit?
So, shouldn't we check
and confirm it?
The captain and the science officer for the computer scan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Here's my data. You can now scan for them. No, they're. I'm not on that same ship.
Are they?
You need to send them back down to that ship.
Are they acting medicap?
Calm down.
Not really.
Not any of them know you're a
security
officer. Send them
down.
Not any of them
say security
officer.
I want to use the main.
I'm going to say, see the scanner and see if they have any riders. Use the
neutrino
scanner on these
frequencies.
He is.
Neutrino. I use the shipboard scanner to scan the two of them directly for neutrino signature.
Neutrino's why?
Okay.
Perception.
Now that
I've
given
him the correct information. No, just super sensitive.
Hey, shit.
What's my target? 10,
I believe.
Yeah, 10.
I guess
10. Okay.
Yeah,
they both
have
neutrino
things.
Oh!
They both have neutrino, actually.
What do you mean,
they both have neutrino things?
They're possessed.
It'd be harder if they're actually still alive.
Hello. I
don't detect anything, sir.
What?
I only have 2 courage left.
Ow! Well, that should be fine.
Do I know that my scan wasn't good enough, or did I just get nothing back?
I don't detect anything.
They seem fine, sir.
Oh, well.
Do we know that there's, like, a possible takeover beast around?
Yeah, we know. I got one right here.
You know there's one in the volume body.
Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to see the graphic?
I ordered 2 security people. How many security people do I got?
Shipful.
Million.
I believe that you had like a squad of 12 or something.
Yeah, like 12.
Okay. I ordered 2 to engineering.
Okay.
And what? Engineering, bridge, what are other critical areas?
Well, you could use some of the sick bay since there's the one
control.
There.
But I already got three there.
Okay.
Auxiliary control, the shuttles, if you think. The transporters, or like three transporter.
Yeah, you can destroy a ship with a transporter. Fun with the anti-matter
security
checks for that type of thing.
Main computer.
Come over a 3-year-old to be around.
Okay, too many of them.
Depends what you think is important in this situation.
The bridge and the engineering.
I'll request that two of the people in sick bay guarding the energy beast.
Right.
Two in main engineering. Two outside the bridge.
Okay. What are the standing orders?
Just
be there. Are we looking for anything, sir?
The bullion.
Have you seen any bullion? Have you seen any bullion walking around the shoes?
Yeah, pretty much.
You are gonna fool me. You're an
idiot. I know you're dead. Okay. In your eyes.
We can smell it in your skin.
Okay, so
all flesh must be eaten. Star Trek crossover.
Anybody who shouldn't be entering, anyone who shouldn't be entering engineering or the bridge, stop and question them. Sorry, alert me, then stop and question them. The three people we meet over from the other ship, if they want to enter, let me know.
Yes, sir.
Do, do, do.
Okay, so they talk. So Dr. Winters and Captain Fit talk for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be eavesdrops, so eventually she walks away.
Computer, please give me a price of. By the
way, I want
to
point out
that you
get a minus for aggression.
Captain Fit says, we'll need a room for Dr. Winters and myself.
What?
Shame!
Captains aren't supposed to do that kind of thing with
the crew.
Yeah, that's unheard of.
Of course.
Just wrong.
Of course, I know that.
And sick.
Separate rooms then.
Better joining. With the door at the same.
Well, that's
very good. Captain Winters needs to go to her room.
Okay.
She seems
fine. You
want to
ask
someone?
She does.
Sure. I'll be happy to escort you to your room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You escort her to her room?
Sure.
Okay. She doesn't say anything unless you initiate anything.
How's it going?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Does she seem like all her friends are just died.
She's rather calm.
Okay, just checking. You see, I'm the only thing I'm really concerned about these two is that they're not going. Oh, my crew's all gone.
Well,
my friends.
Just from the random brain activity, it's obvious they have infected.
Well, there's
actually we read the scanner that they don't have it anymore.
Yeah, but no, there's something
they had it before. So,
what's she say, Kat?
What the creatures took?
I'm perfectly fine.
Maybe they're now incorporated now.
Well, that's great.
Perfect.
A lot of people are depressed.
Why should I be?
No reason. I didn't like that crew either. Does she seem completely whacked out?
No, she seems calm.
That's pretty whacked out. I think maybe we should send the ship's counselor up.
That'd be a red shirt right now.
That'd be what?
That'd be a red shirt right now.
That's fine.
Very well.
You can further hand easily.
I hope not.
Perhaps later. I need to sleep.
Right.
How many people are on the ship?
What's an absurd number?
There are 500 people.
Who are really on the ship?
On the ship, really on the ship. Like 1,000 on the Enterprise.
1,200. But
more victims.
We have 312 in cold storage is normal, though.
Of course. Take a cool precaution.
Don't leave her alone.
Right. I'll be happy to send the counselors.
Counselors.
We just told you now.
I think that's Bruno and Big Jim. Okay.
Okay, so you eventually walk her to her room.
Yeah, I'll walk her. I'll walk her to her room.
Alright, and then she goes inside.
And then Bruno and Big Jim visit.
I should lock down the security from their access.
Yeah, I'll just do all sorts of crap.
I just shoot her in. <I don't know.
laughs> You're possessed or a cold fish. Either way.
Either way, you don't deserve to live.
Alright,
I want to get a sensor lock on the being I can detect down in sickbay.
Okay.
So we know if it
moves. So you go come back to sickbay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never really lived because I got new information that
sure,
okay.
So
and it starts going like this.
Sorry, when I step out, here are my orders.
Alright.
I'll tell them that I want this room locked down.
Okay.
I don't want any, computer access can only access that, the kitty crap that I only allowed people access to before when they were Romulan spies.
Okay.
So, like, they can't get to anything good.
Right.
Are there cameras in rooms?
No.
Okay. Well, sorry.
But there are any rooms private.
Well, only bathrooms, right?
Shower.
Okay. You can do that sensor thing and track them.
I'll tell security to track. I'll tell security to track. Let's see. I'll have two people stationed outside the door.
Okay.
And I'll call Woo.
I think he's in the bathroom.
I'll call
the little one scans are still going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll also call the people who are outside engineering and security.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sorry, engineering and the bridge.
Right.
And actually, I'll call every security person.
Okay.
And I'll tell them that the doctor has most likely been compromised.
What?
An alien.
I thought she was a virgin.
Okay, so stop shouting. By an alien entity, they are to bar her from sensitive areas. If they cannot bar her, call her.
No, if she heads towards engineering, take her down. Don't follow her to engineering. She sucks her power. It's done. Weapons have
so,
done.
So did I. So did you hear a shot from Facebook on that? I think he hears a phaser shot ring out for medical there.
No, you're only talking about Dr. Winters, and that's it.
Well, I say that she is compromised. What's the other one?
Captain Pitt.
Yeah. Okay. I say that Captain Pitt should be under extreme observation, or close observation, and should be barred from whatever. The engineering. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
He's
compromised.
call me. Bar him and call me.
He's been behind the curtain.
And the whatever the other one, the dead one, we already know is compromised, right?
Like a little neutrino beast running around.
Okay,
that's it. Yeah, you may have to take them down with hand weapons.
What?
That's what the gun's for.
Well, that would
that
would be a power.
Touch me on me.
Hand weapons are fisticuffs.
So you're at sick bay. When the bully wakes up.
Hey there.
Jeff Tucker.
Hello. So,
where am I?
You're on the bully. You're on board the USS Discovery.
That's cool.
What happened to the other ship?
I think you destroyed it, didn't you?
It was an unfortunate accident.
I give a call. Yeah, I have one of the energy beings awake and talking to us.
Excellent. I'll be right down.
The dead one?
Yeah.
Is awake and talking to you,
sir. Yeah, and apologizing for
it says it was an accident. He destroyed the other ship.
Probably the case.
Okay.
Sir, may I go down to... Right now. I'll pop the level.
I'm spending all my time making sure everyone's getting a good burial and stuff like that.
Right.
And bodies. And thinking about Wu. Not working. So many lives lost. Someone's too cautious.
That has to be sacrificed.
Not like this. Not like this. No. The price is too much.
So you get to sickbay. He's still shackled down?
Yeah.
Could you unshackle
him? I've been with the first contact specialist to fight that.
The first contact specialist.
He has the first contact training, right? Yeah.
Okay. Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Not really. I've got stealth in there.
Oh, okay.
And he's friendly.
So we should get
greetings.
Who will have sex with anything? He's friendly too.
Well,
he's open. Contact specialist.
Oh, okay. That's a fan
and third, and fourth, and fifth.
Which he didn't have to say.
I'm Ensign Clancy Evans. How would you be called?
I'm Lieutenant Street. Can I be a shackle?
Is that the name of the thing that he took over?
Yeah.
That's the bullying's name.
The doctor was saying something about you being an energy being. That's okay. It's not a trick question. I'm okay, I can talk to you.
That is nonsensical. Why would I be an energy being? Because you have a body.
Touché!
I can't tell there's too much. A corporeal being and an energy being.
I'm in symmetry. Will he still in there since I had it on?
I assume so, since he said, I'm sorry, I destroyed the ship.
Yeah.
How did the other ship come to be destroyed?
Okay.
Did you get
11?
You got 11?
I did not get
11. Okay. You don't touch it anymore. Seems to be pretty much normal, other than the fact that
shit.
You know, he's still very weak.
How does the other ship come to be destroyed? We simply wish to try to avoid the same mistakes here.
The neutron of
they attacked the neutron star creature.
Who's that? And where did they do that?
I don't know.
What happened to the neutron star creatures when the neutron star exploded just now?
He says they, right? He says they exploded? Or they attacked?
Yeah, he keeps changing his pronouns. How many of you are
already supposed to destroy?
I don't think so. Perhaps
before that. What would those survivors want you to think? Just to find another neutron star to go home to? Theoretically.
Or a much better idea than what we had.
For now.
Can you think of any other desires they might have from your contact with them?
I would think that they would be
hungry.
Hesitant.
Dream.
Destruct.
I can understand that, so we can continue talking at this theoretical third-person level.
Of course.
It would never, in my culture, would
you... know if the...
Can I check it?
Sure.
I'll check
it. I'll try and check it.
Ah, thank you. Please.
We are much more quick to trust. It's still kind of slow, I got.
Definitely a shackle.
How did all of the other ship's power come to be drained, do you know?
By the way, I spent the entire time scanning, you know, because
right.
I'm curious about this reverse sector.
I'm thinking of something rash to do.
I don't know.
Hold on. Computer, where's the nearest neutron star that isn't exploded?
Restate query. Understand contraction.
The nearest neutron star is planet star 1.
How far away?
Approximately 30 light years away.
That's very close, but it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So?
Probably too close. Oh well.
Just right there, I see it.
So are you pretty sure that those neutron creatures would really like to go back to a neutron star? And if they'd be able to do so, say, without destroying the ship they were on?
I am not sure.
Jonah?
Yes?
I'd suggest staying a course for that neutron star.
Okay.
But our ship won't survive if we hit it.
Could you tell me why?
Sure.
Okay.
There's a theoretical possibility that if there were creatures on the ship that were from our neutron star, that they may or may not want to go back to it.
Okay. Can you course that in?
So, tell me about this neutron star that these creatures lived in. Are they creatures? What was their society like? Do you know?
I have no idea. What would I know?
I'm a wild guess.
Well, because you were researching the star.
I'm sure they were peaceful creatures.
I'm sure.
We're only trying to survive. The neutron star exploded.
I'm absolutely certain of that, too. So, unfortunately.
Got some tickets, some message. Well, okay. Let's see. Dave, you get a message from one of the security teams.
Yeah.
Saying Dr. Winters was banging on the door.
Really?
Trying to get out.
She was taking a nap.
She was.
Yeah.
We locked the door so
okay. Do we have a counselor? Shannon probably is.
I think it's Chris, actually.
Yeah.
Chris is my favorite.
Well, but it's. But he's also a cold fish, so they're going along great.
So Captain Pig gets a community call. So it seems to be talking about Dr. Winters.
Really?
Aren't we monitoring that?
I don't know. I don't think you were monitoring everybody's communication, right?
I should have been, but I didn't think of it.
So Captain Pitt gets up and says, there's something wrong with Dr. Winters' door.
I'll just
get someone to fix it.
Fair enough.
Did you change course already to bonus star 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't change.
There's some red shirt on helmets.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I believe I gave him helmet and sensors before.
Well, I was working on the other.
Yeah.
So no one.
So you're almost done with that.
Okay.
A couple more hours.
Sorry. Hey, I forgot the second half of that where I said I called Wu, but Wu was in the can.
Yeah.
I told Wu what I did.
Oh, I think we can move about, just, you know, have someone ask for them.
They're full-on aliens, I'd say.
Well, they're in the hospital right now, so...
But they do suck energy out of starships.
Okay,
well
we
have tension on
free to move about, except, like, engineering.
Yeah. That's cool, then.
Okay. We do now have our field divided by between two ships. So even if they accidentally sucked it all out of this one, we'd be able to pull over from the other.
Thanks. Well, that's
all I'm I'll call, I guess it's Chris who's closest to our counselor. Is that right?
Yeah.
I call him a Vulcan. So
it's
got your butt. Shit.
So it's a guy without emotions.
I call Chris.
He's a girl.
Yes.
Hey, do you have time to do a psych evaluation on an alien?
Sure.
Okay.
So you actually still locked the door, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to... I'm going to send Chris and a couple of guards down there, with preferably with a recording device.
I love the fact that I'm not being passed.
And we can record the interaction with him.
Okay.
Do I get wind sometime that they're holding Winter's
locked up? Probably... I don't know, Chris gets called away.
Okay, and we're going.
Perhaps make Cliff roll, see if you heard enough.
Okay, that's just intellect plus perception?
Yeah, intellect and perception for the roll.
I get 11.
I get a 6.
You get enough to know that they're holding Winters.
Where are a couple of
mine.